Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might meet a unicorn,
make a rainbow,
and learn where unicorns come from.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Come on, Beanies, not much further.
Mim, my feet hurt.
Mim, I'm thirsty.
It's just over this hill, I promise.
Michael, Mim won't listen to me.
Mim, Laura's whining.
Beanies, I promise you I saw a rainbow just over this hill, and once we find the end of the rainbow, we'll either find a pot of gold or we can bottle the rainbow and sell it for $1 million. At least that's what the leprechaun told me.
But I'm tired.
And our rent's due, so let's hurry up and find the end of the rainbow and whatever treasure is there, and then we can all go home. It should be just over this hill here.
I mean, this valley is magical, but I don't see any rainbow.
It was just here, I swear. You all saw it before, didn't you?
I wonder if there is a rainbow lost and found.
No, wait, it's moved. See, it's just over the next hill.
Well, maybe we can call it back. Quick, Laura, offer the rainbow a treat. Maybe it'll come back.
Rainbow, I have a nice treat for you.
I don't think that's going to work, Laura. No. Sorry, Beanies. I thought we were going to find the end of the rainbow and make $1 million.
Well, why don't we sit down, enjoy the view, and I can tell you a story about rainbows and unicorns.
You've already told us a story about unicorns, remember?
Yeah, her name was Kelpie, and saved the unicorns by making them ice cream. Something like that?
Yeah. Well, this one is set before that story. Want to hear it?
Yes, please.
A long time ago, there was a family of unicorns. In that family was the unicorn Rainbow. She had a long mane that was all the colours of the rainbow. That's how she got her name. And every time she swished her hair around, magical glitter went everywhere. She also had a long unicorn horn. That's where all her magic came from. See, back then, there weren't a lot of unicorns. So Rainbow was pretty famous with all the other animals. She'd always be sending out messages to all of her adoring fans.
Hey, clip-cloppers, Rainbow the Unicorn here. I'm just going for a gallop through the Gumdrop Valley with my bestie Nibbles the Mouse. Say hi, Nibbles.
Hey!
If you're in the area, come say hi.
Rainbow's best friend was a little mouse named Nibbles, and they went everywhere together. It was sometimes hard for Nibbles the Mouse to be a friend with a super famous unicorn. Not only was Nibbles so much smaller than Rainbow, but Rainbow was a celebrity unicorn. She would have animals coming up to say hi all the time.
Sorry, excuse me. Are you Rainbow the Unicorn?
Oh, that's me. Who else can swish their glitter hair like me? Swish, swish.
Ah, she did the glitter swish.
Hi, my name's Nibbles. Me and my sister are such big fans, yeah, Ms. Yeah. Rainbow. I mean, we aren't unicorns ourselves.
No, but we're horses. He can run like you and put glitter in her hair.
And swish her hair around.
And swish her hair around. Yeah. We could be best friends.
I'm not sure if...
Oh, but you are my friends. All of my fans and followers are my best friends. Anyways, I've got to get going.
Oh, that is so fine.
Before you go, can we get a signature?
Sure. Here you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye.
We love you. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Rainbow, you promised we'd go swimming.
We will. I just keep getting stopped by all these fans. We'll go right...
Is that Rainbow the Unicorn? Everyone, it's Rainbow!
I follow you every day. Nail polish for my hooves too.
Nibbles the Mouse did like having Rainbow as a friend, but sometimes it wasn't so much fun. Rainbow didn't always make the time for the two of them to hang out. Later that same day, Rainbow returned home to her parents, Sun and Rain.
Hi, Clip Clop fans. Just coming back to the Unicorn Mansion after a great day down at the Gumdrop Valley. Thanks so much to everyone that came down to see me. So great to see that I have so many fans.
Rainbow, dinner was ready a long time ago. Why are you so late?
Sorry, Clip Clop fans. It's just my mum being angry at me again. Say hi, Mum.
Sorry, everyone. Rainbow is in trouble.
Gotta go, Clip Clop fans. I'll keep you updated on this drama.
Rainbow, you've been spending too much time on that phone of yours.
But, Mum, this is how I talk to all my friends.
But what about your real friends and your family? Your father and I barely see you.
Well, I've got to spend time making more videos and signing autographs and being adored by heaps of other animals.
Rainbow, I'm worried about you and how much time you spend with all of these fans of yours. I'm worried about your friend Nibbles. She makes a lot of time for you and you don't make any time for her.
Oh, don't worry about Nibbles. She's my best friend.
All the more reason to spend more time with her and not on that phone to your fan.
What? Dad, Mum's being mean.
Listen to your mother, Sparkles.
But you and Dad are always busy. How is that different?
Because your father and I have responsibilities. We have to work hard. He's the sun, I am the rain. Maybe it's time you did some of your unicorn responsibilities, The world could do with some more rainbows. How many horses have you helped become a unicorn this year,
Well, none. But...
You know that the only way a horse can become a unicorn is for you to share your magic and create them.
But that's boring.
It's not boring. It's your job.
Well, why would I do that? All of my fans only follow me because I'm a unicorn. If everyone was a unicorn, then I wouldn't be special, would I?
Everyone is special, Rainbow.
Not as special as me.
And Rainbow the unicorn ran into a room and shut the door.
Hi, Clip Clop fans. Mum and I just had a massive fight. It was so much drama. Leave a comment. Please send me likes so I can calm down.
The next day, Rainbow and Nibbles were spending a day at Jelly Lake.
Hey, Rainbow, look at this cool rock I just found. It's got...
Hey, Clip Clop fans, just down at Jelly Lake with my bestie Nibbles. Come say hi if you're in the area.
Rainbow, can we spend a day without your phone and you making videos to your fans?
Oh, sorry. Okay, see, I'll put the phone away. What were you showing me?
Well, I just found this rock that has this cool pattern on it and then...
Is that Rainbow the unicorn? Everyone, it's her!
Oh, hey.
Rainbow, I love you so much.
Gerald, we talked about this.
Sorry. I love you so much.
I love you too, Gerald.
Oh, my Sparkles, she said she loves me.
Sorry, everyone. Rainbow and I are actually trying to get...
Rainbow, do the glitter swish.
Do the swish.
Okay. Swish, swish.
She did the swish.
Ow, Rainbow, you got glitter all over me.
Rainbow, want to spend the day with me and my friends? Please.
Sure.
No, we're supposed to be spending the day together.
Oh, Nibbles, don't be like that. We can spend time together anytime.
Fine, you'll be friends with them, but I don't want to be your friend anymore.
And Nibbles the mouse ran away.
Nibbles, wait.
But Nibbles the mouse was much smaller than Rainbow and scurried off through some bushes and into the forest. Rainbow ran after her. But in a forest full of bushes and tall grass, it's hard to find a little mouse like Nibbles.
Nibbles, where are you?
Rainbow ran all over the forest trying to find her friend.
Nibbles, why are you hiding? Come on, don't be like this.
Rainbow looked around the forest. She'd been so busy looking for Nibbles that she didn't pay attention to where she was going. Rainbow the unicorn was now lost.
Oh, no. I don't like this place at all. It's dark and scary, and I haven't seen anywhere to buy juice for ages. I know. I'll use my phone to go on Clip Clop, and maybe one of my fans will come and get me.
But phones don't work everywhere, especially in forests far away from home and places to buy juice.
My phone won't work. Oh, no. What's this up ahead?
Rainbow walked into a clearing where there weren't any trees, but lots of grass. In the middle of the clearing was a herd of horses.
Oh, hi. Excuse me. Hello. Hi. I'm Rainbow, the unicorn. You probably know that.
You know what?
Oh, the unicorn, mate. The thing with the horn thing coming out of her head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very glittery.
What did you say your name was?
Rainbow. I'm pretty famous.
Well, I haven't heard of you.
Rainbow. Oh, no.
Not at all? I have millions of followers on Clip Clop.
Clip Clop? Is that a game or something?
Nah, it's one of them social thingy-ums. You get it on the WhatsApp.
Oh, well, when you put it like that.
Wow. So you don't know me at all. What are you all doing out here?
We are horses.
You don't say.
We've chosen a simpler life out here in the forest, away from the hustle and bustle of the big city. Much less stress.
But what do you do out here? Where's your TV? Or the internet? Where do you get your juice from?
We have done away with those distractions.
I do make a great apple juice, though.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
You don't use any of those things?
No.
Ever?
Well, I mean, we do sometimes use those things.
Just to post a photo.
I've got to get back to work on Monday.
We come out here for a while to slow down, to remind ourselves of what is important, what makes us happy. Things like enjoying the sunshine.
Sunshine. Mm-hmm.
Swimming in a cool river.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Eating a good bit of grass.
But most of all, to spend quality time with each other. This is our herd, and when life gets busy, you need to slow down and spend quality time with the horses you care about. How many members of your herd do you have?
Well, there's Mum, Dad, Nibbles, and my 23,545,358 Clip Clop followers.
Wow. I think I do know her now.
It's nice that you have all those followers, Rainbow the Unicorn, but I think you need to focus on the ones closer to you.
Thanks, but I think I can handle it.
Uh-huh. And are things going well with your parents?
Well, I did have a big fight with Mum.
And what about Nibbles?
We also just had a fight.
Oh.
Okay. I just want to be a famous unicorn and have millions of fans and be special.
You will always be special to your mum,
your dad,
and to Nibbles.
I don't think I am special to Nibbles anymore. She was my best friend, and I made her angry, and I hurt her feelings. If only I could find her and say sorry, and say I've been silly, and say that she's special.
Well, just then, Nibbles came out of a bush just near where the herd was standing.
Thanks, Rainbow. Apology accepted.
Nibbles! Oh, I'm so, so sorry.
That's okay. You're very special to me, Rainbow.
And you're special to me, Nibbles. Hey, Nibbles, if you'd like, I can use my unicorn rainbow powers to make you a little mouse unicorn too.
Oh, yes, please!
Out of Rainbow the Unicorn's horn came a bright, shining light, like a rainbow. It flowed over Nibbles the mouse, who then started to sparkle all sorts of colours. With a cute little pop, a magic horn appeared on Nibbles' forehead, just like Rainbow the Unicorn.
Nice one, Nibbles. And what about you all? Would you like to be unicorns?
That'd be all right.
Very, very nice.
That's nice.
No, thank you.
We like being horses, you know.
Actually, I'd like to be one.
Really, Steve?
Oh, wait, do I have to have the horn thing?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it then. Thank you.
Rainbow the Unicorn and Nibbles the Mouse Unicorn made their way back home. From then on, Rainbow did spend time with her Clip Clop fans, but made sure to spend time with her mum, dad, and Nibbles. She also shared her magic, making horses into unicorns and spreading her magic rainbows all over the world for all to see and enjoy.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
A magic animal.
What type of animal is it? A horse? A mouse? Or a combination?
What colour is it? All the colours of the rainbow? Or does it sparkle like gold?
What magical powers does it have? Can it fly or make magic glitter appear?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a magic animal.
And now a song all about unicorns.
Cool!
Unicorns are magic, unicorns are beautiful. Covered in glitter, they sparkle and shine. Unicorns are magic, unicorns are beautiful. I love unicorns so much, I wrote them this rhyme.
Unicorns are horses who've eaten a rainbow. Magical horses who fly through the sky. Unicorns are horses who've eaten a rainbow. Unicorns are horses, now look at them fly.
Unicorns are pretty, unicorns are colourful. Dancing on rainbows, they're brave and they're strong. Unicorns are pretty, unicorns are colourful. I love unicorns so much, I wrote them this song.
Unicorns are horses who've eaten a rainbow. Magical horses who fly through the sky. Unicorns are horses who've eaten a rainbow. Unicorns are horses, now look at them fly. Unicorn fly, follow your home. I love to be friends with a sweet unicorn.
Unicorns are lovely, unicorns are wonderful. Shining like diamonds, they fly past the moon. Unicorns are lovely, unicorns are wonderful. I love unicorns so much, I wrote them this tune.
Unicorns are horses who've eaten a rainbow. Magical horses who fly through the sky. Unicorns are horses who've eaten a rainbow. Unicorns are horses, now look at them fly.
Nice story about unicorns, Michael.
Thanks.
The leprechaun told me a different story about rainbows, though. He said there's a pot of gold at the end of them.
Oh, I think they're just stories, Mim.
And even if we don't find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, we still got to spend time together and go on a lovely bushwalk.
You complained about your feet hurting the whole time.
They do, but I loved going on this journey with you. And my sore feet.
I wonder if unicorns are real, though.
I don't really know.
I know someone who does.
Professor Know-It-All.
Oh, hello, beanies.
Professor, are you out on a bushwalk as well?
I am. I'm looking to find the rare sneezing mushroom that is said to live in this very valley.
Professor, have you ever gone looking for a unicorn?
I can't say that I've ever seen a unicorn, Michael, but people have been telling stories about them for a very long time.
Really? For how long?
Well, the first picture of a horse with a single horn coming out of its forehead can be found in stone carvings from over 4,000 years ago.
Whoa!
We're not really sure what it meant to the people that were alive that long ago, but we think it was special in a religious or spiritual sort of way. Either way, it was a very special creature to them. And after that, you'll find unicorns represented in the Hebrew Bible, in art and stories throughout medieval times, and even now. Why, the Queen of England has a special picture called a coat of arms, which is a picture that represents her family. And on that special coat of arms features a unicorn.
Cool! But do you think they're real, Professor?
I don't know if anyone has found a unicorn, Beanies, but it is very fun to tell stories about them. About their magic and how beautiful they are. It definitely captures a lot of people's imaginations for them to be telling stories about them for thousands of years, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chin up, Beanies. Enjoy this lovely day together. I'm off to find the rare sneezing mushroom. Achoo. Oh, there it is. Bye for now, Beanies. Come here, mushroom.
All right, Beanies, let's get going.
Can we swim in a cool river?
Did you bring your swimmers?
Laura, any clothes can become swimmers.
All right, but you'll have to walk home in wet clothes.
Wet swimmers? I'm going to walk home in wet swimmers.
Maybe you can go on your own special bushwalk
and chase a rainbow.
Or make your own story about the magical unicorn.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast?
Want even more?
Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff.
How cool!
Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.